is done. We finish up the roof Monday, Tuesday.
Yep. So what do we got up here?
Shingles. Black shingles.
Coming into the home stretch on the winter-long cruise ship dock, restroom, and parking lot project, patient advocates for search. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Burn Power. Those stories coming up after this.
NOAA Fisheries law enforcement staff will explain new charter halibut rules during 8 meetings in May. They're planned for Haines and Skagway and Yakutat, Hoonah, Elfin Cove, Pelican, Gustavus, and Juneau before that. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration spokeswoman Julie Spiegel says the agency will answer questions about a new limited entry system that went into place this year. Two other recent rules also affect the guided fishery.
One of the topics they will cover is the 37-inch maximum size limit for charter halibut fishers in Area 2C, Southeast Alaska, and the one fish per day bag limit.
NOAA staff will also answer questions about commercial, subsistence, and recreational halibut fishing rules. Marine mammal viewing regulations may also be discussed. The meeting schedule has NOAA officials in Yakutat, Hoonah, Elfin Cove, Pelican, Gustavus, and Juneau at various dates from May 3rd through May 19th, and then at Haynesboro Assembly Chambers on May 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The Skagway meeting is at City Hall on May 25th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. It's not clear whether other meetings will be held in Central or Southern Southeast. The new restrictions for charter halibut operators mean clients on their boats can now only keep fish up to 37 inches long. That's on top of an existing one halibut per day limit imposed in 2009. NOAA says the new rule is part of a larger effort to address dwindling stocks. A Homer-based halibut charter recently filed a complaint against the new rules and asked for an injunction to block the limited entry program enforcement. The case was filed in U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. The plaintiffs hope for an injunction before the season starts later this spring. Meanwhile, NOAA Fisheries issued a clarification on the limited entry rule. It says operators will not need a permit on board during a recreational halibut fishing trip if the guide is not being compensated.
Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, SEARCH, recently hired 4 patient advocates to help customers navigate SEARCH's health system. The patient advocates will serve as customer liaisons between SEARCH patients and their medical providers. They will listen, track, and monitor trends based on customer feedback and recommend changes to improve SEARCH's performance. 3 of the patient advocates are located in Southeast Alaska, in Sitka, Juneau, and Klawock, and the other patient advocate is based in Anchorage. The patient advocate for Haines, Klawock, and Skagway is Ashley Hunt. We spoke with Ashley Hunt in Juneau about her role as customer liaison for the Upper Lynn Canal.
We had a position of patient advocate before in the years past, but it was more of a social services position. They took the position away, but our patients kept telling our board members that they wanted the patient advocate position back, and so we listened and we made one, but we made it a little bit more customer service-based rather than social services.
And so how does the patient advocate work for the patient?
Well, if somebody comes through our system, let's say that they go to their provider and their provider says, you need to have surgery. Maybe the provider doesn't fully explain the process or the patient didn't ask a question that they meant to ask. They can come to me and I can help them kind of navigate through our system and explain our processes to them. Also, if they have a complaint or a concern about anything, they can come in and I can document all of that for them.
The patient advocate then is the person to contact when problems, confusions, or simply questions arise.
It allows our patients to have one point of contact for the whole clinic rather than having to jump through a bunch of hoops trying to find an answer.
How do you get in touch with Ashley if you have a question? Get a pen or pencil ready, or call your SEARCH clinic for more information.
Well, my direct phone number is 907 6656. And then my email address, if they feel more comfortable emailing me, is ashley.hunt@search.org. Search is spelled S-E-A-R-H-C.
KHNS decided to stop by the Port Chilcoot cruise ship dock construction project to see how the new restrooms and parking lot were coming along. There are mounds of rock and dirt and earth-moving vehicles parked out front. We stepped into the restrooms and spoke with foreman Jason Verham, who gave us a brief tour of the new tourist facilities.
There's four stalls on the women's side. Four toilets, of course, and then there's two toilets on the men's side with two wall urinals. The heating is all electric and floor heating. No boiler, no water, no nothing. It's solid wire every 6 inches the full length of the building. Once we got that in and the building closed in, we could maintain about 50 degrees in here until we actually started finishing.
Tell me what you did to stay warm when it was indoors, outdoors, middle of that long cold snap.
Glove warmers and lots of clothes. Body warmers, toe warmers, usually two sets of each, if not three or four of the body warmers.
Were there days you just didn't want to do it?
There were actually a couple of days that we came out here and with the math and with the temperature and the wind chill, it was 35, 40, and we called it off. We did not work.
That's below.
It was just, yeah, below zero. And we just did. It's not cost efficient. There's too many clothes, can't move around, and the work that we were doing at the time, just too hazardous. It was brutal, though, with the cold, without the snow. I think I would have much rather dealt with the snow. I really do. Other than that, we tarped off every day, untarped it, you know.
I looked up and noticed that the blue tarp, which had been covering the roof, had been taken down.
The roof is done. We finished up the roof Monday, Tuesday.
Yep. So what do we got up here?
Shingles. Black shingles.
So what's up in that space? Is there anything up
Nothing.
There?
That's all attic.
Okay. I guess it's insulation?
Right. Yeah. 12-inch bad insulation up in the snow.
I guess when people come off, they're going to be...
They'll come around the pier over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll have a little... There's going to be a little map up on the wall here of Haines and directions and
like
all
right
that.
Over here?
Yeah.
So what's he doing right now? Sanding?
Yeah, he's sanding the siding down with all the nails and
right.
Making it nice and smooth.
While not responsible for grading or paving the parking lot, Verham and his crew handle nearly everything else.
Me and Bobby have done all of the bridge repairs, pier repairs, and handrails. Anything structural, me and Bobby do. And then when it comes into the civil, we'll be doing the concrete and curb and gutter, sidewalk, stairs.
Where's the stairs?
There's a set of stairs over there on that side.
And they're going
to
go down?
And they're going to go down to the beach. Hmm. Not quite all the way down to the beach, but right. They'll get you down there. There's another set of stairs at the other end of the project.
It looks like you got fencing here. Is that more fencing?
That's actually a guardrail because of the vehicles that drive out onto the pier.
Make sure they don't
go over the edge. There is full-length bus parking coming out, pointing towards the ocean. And then there is parking over here towards the street for townspeople or smaller vehicles.
Are these for sewage?
Nope.
What are they?
Storm drains. Uh-huh. And oil-water separator for the parking lot.
What is an oil-water separator?
Well, when all the vehicles park out here right. In the pavement, any mm-hmm. oil or anything that drips on.
Right.
The pavement, it all of the pavement drains to that bad boy right there.
I see.
And any oil in the water
right.
will fall to the bottom of the tank
mm-hmm.
before it gets put into the storm drain system.
I see. So it kind of helps it from
contaminating the water or whatever.
And we asked why it was that the earth-moving equipment seemed to be on standby.
Right now, we're pretty much waiting on word from the frost.
Oh,
we
okay.
can't start pouring concrete and doing any more dirt work until the frost is gone.
The big question is, when will the project be done? And will they be ready in time for the first ferries bringing visitors over from Skagway on May 12th?
We're scheduled to have this thing done by the 29th unless we get an extension because of the frost.
That's the 29th of May.
The bathrooms will be done for the fast ferries and stuff coming up out of Skagway, and that end of the project will be accessible for them people.
Waiting for the summer season for KHNS News, this is Burn Power. We had help tonight from Tara Bicknell. KHNS Local News can be heard every weekday at 5:30 and on weekday mornings at 5:49 and 7:49.